Module 5, Traits of Women's Management. While it is important not to overemphasize gender differences, studies show that women often do lead differently than men do. By examining some common traits of women's leadership, it is possible to see how having women in leadership positions can benefit your organization. Not every woman will lead exactly the same way, any more than every man leads the same way. The traits that are common to women's leadership styles, however, can be highly valuable to your organization, both in terms of employee development and in terms of the bottom line in a rapidly globalizing business world. Women lead by uniting diverse groups. One of the common themes in women's leadership is a focus on uniting diverse groups. Because women in general tend to be more collaborative, they focus on finding common ground and getting everyone to buy into a common vision. This has clear advantages when working in a fast-paced, team-based environment. Getting diverse groups to work together rather than compete increases the chances of ultimate success and also helps to alleviate conflict. Women leaders have been shown to focus on people's commonalities rather than their differences. In this way, they are able to get people who are on the surface very different, whether in terms of culture or function or background, to pull together toward a common goal. This builds workplaces that are more collegial and collaborative, in which interpersonal relationships are valued and maintained. Women value work-life balance. Perhaps because they so often struggle to achieve it, women tend to value work-life balance more than do men. Women in leadership positions tend to create workplaces where work-life balance is easier to achieve, or at least work toward. Including offering flexible work arrangements, work from home, flex time, shared positions, family-friendly benefits, and otherwise acknowledging that employees' non-work lives are important and should be respected. Women leaders may also be less likely to penalize employees who take time off for family obligations or who do not work overtime due to the need to care for children when it comes time for advancement. Broadly speaking, women leaders foster a work environment where excellence is important, but employees are not expected to sacrifice their families and personal lives for the sake of the bottom line. This tends to lead to higher employee morale, which in turn can foster greater job satisfaction and employee retention. Women value interpersonal relationships. Much research has shown that women tend to be more relationship-focused than our men in all aspects of life. Women leaders tend to focus on interpersonal relationships in the workplace much more than do their male peers. They do this by seeking to build rapport and relationships with colleagues and direct reports and engaging in rapport talk, conversation, in which they check in with others, talk about feelings, or otherwise connect. In contrast, men tend to engage in report talk, where they are interested in facts and getting a task done. Employees tend to respond better to a leader who seems to be personally invested in them, and for this reason may respond better to women's leadership style of building interpersonal relationships. This focus on interpersonal relationships gives rise to workplaces where employees feel heard and valued, and where they are much more likely to build healthy, collaborative, professional relationships as well. While women's leadership style has sometimes been critiqued as inefficient compared to men's, studies show that workplaces where there is a focus on building and maintaining interpersonal relationships may in fact be more productive and may have better employee retention. Women value accountability. One of the most intriguing findings to come out of studies of women's leadership is that women tend to value accountability more highly than their male peers appear to do. Organizations with women in leadership positions tend to have cultures of personal and group accountability, and in general to foster honesty and transparency. Women's focus on interpersonal relationships seem to foster the sense of accountability. When people are invested in each other, they are more likely to want to hold themselves and others to high standards. A culture of accountability is one in which people take responsibility for their mistakes, are acknowledged for their efforts and successes, and do not seek to undermine others. The greater collaboration that is found when women are leaders further fosters this sense of accountability, as people who work together are invested in each other's success. A culture of accountability also fosters respect for others, which may lead to fewer interpersonal problems, up to and including harassment, as well as honesty, which can lead to fewer incidences of theft or other such issues. Case study. No one was sure what to think when Linda took over the department. They'd never had a woman as manager before. They were used to Roy's style, which was brusque but efficient. He worked his people hard. Almost no one left at 5, and those that did knew that it would haunt them at review time. Roy had little tolerance for mistakes, so people spent a lot of time covering up their errors or finding someone else to blame. When Linda said she wanted to meet with each of her direct reports privately for 15 minutes, people were worried that it meant that she was looking to fire some people. So they were surprised in the meeting when she told them that she knew that they had previously been working at a punishing pace and she wanted them to slow down. "Your job can't be everything," she told one of her direct reports, Sasha. Sasha didn't know what to say. She often missed her daughter's dance recitals due to deadlines, but had accepted that as part of the job. I want you to be able to trust that your team will back you up, Linda continued. You have a life outside this office, and if you are not living it, you'll be miserable here. Sasha was impressed but skeptical at first. Linda also had her people begin working as a team on the large project they were responsible for, rather than each person working only one piece. The next week, when Sasha had to take a day off to take her daughter to the dentist, she was relieved to find that her colleague Raul was willing to take her place at an important meeting.